Right, it's been a while, Chevy. We were in the middle of this Torah, Aris Hakodesh, Aris Ma'ase Bereishis and Ma'ase Merkava. It's a little bit hard to be misakim, but I'll try for a few minutes, just to be misakim where we're holding. And I know that Moshe David Lachman sent out the pages again last night just to make sure that everybody has them. You should have until page 54 from Rav Avinir's unpublished manuscript on the Aris HaKadosh that we're going to be using a lot of over the coming months in Mitzvah Shem. Each Torah in Aris HaKadosh is an Olam Mole, Mamish. It's a world. And it's a hard world to get into. And Rav Avinir, Zal Gesund Sein, is one of the great Mevinim and Rav Kook that we have in the world. And he's going to help us, as Hashem will try, to make our way through some of these unbelievable tires. So we're holding by page 50. But let me just remind you where we are. The Torah is on the subject of Ma'ase Bereishis and Ma'ase Merkava, and we learn that the Rishonim have different definitions of what is included in Ma'ase Bereishis and Ma'ase Merkava. Well, in Yaneinu, what Rav Kook is talking about is Ma'ase Bereishis is the side of understanding what is it that's beneath the Olam HaChomer. What is it that animates physical reality? What is the sod of Ma'ase Bereishis, of creation, of all that exists? What's really giving it its life, giving everything life and existence? And to understand the whole Seder Hishtalshlus of how this world came to be and what this world really is. When you look at a tree, when you look at a cloud, what is it? Be'emes. Ma'ase Bereishis. And Ma'ase Merkava is working more along the lines of the Ramchal and the Gaon and those tzaddikim. And Ma'ase Merkava is man's effort to understand the Darchei Ha'Hanhaga of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu fears the Welt, of how Hashem is Baruch runs the world, Hashgacha Pratis and Hanhagas Olam. So the first is what the world is, and the second is what the Baruch Hashem is doing with the world. That's Ma'ase Bereishis and Ma'ase Merkava. Now we learned that the Zohar Kodesh revealed that in the year Tav Reish, which corresponds to the English year of 1840, we learned that there's going to be a great change, a cataclysmic change that's going to take place, that took place in creation, where the Sharia Chochma, the gates of higher wisdom, are going to open up, and the floodgates of the Tahimais of the lower wisdom, of man's wisdom, are going to open up, and the higher wisdom is going to flow down into the world, and the lower wisdom of man is going to rise up to meet the higher waters. Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Atachtonim. And the Zohar said that there's going to be a marble, a flood of Mayim Elyonim, of a revelation of the secrets of Torah. That would be unleashed. That was unleashed at that time. Chassidus, Ramchal, Chassidus, the Rashash, the Vilna Gaon, that would be unleashed into the world at that time. And that there would be a Nevias with an Ayin, of a river, of a Nahar, of Chochma Tatar, of human wisdom, of human creativity, of the Tahaimais, like by the marble and braces, of the waters from below rising up, of man's understanding and man's wisdom. The tachlis of all of this is Umol Haris Deis Hashem, Umolars Deis Hashem, that the higher waters and the lower waters should merge, should be integrated in a beautiful and healthy way. Umolars Deis Hashem, Kamayim Layam Mechas. Kamayim Layam Mechas. Kamayim Layam Mechas. And with this, Rav Kook is explaining that not only is Torah and science, Torah and science not at war with each other, that wasn't Bechlal Zalo Allah Aladat by Rav Kook, that there's a Melchama between the higher waters and the lower waters, between Torah and science, between Torah and music, between Torah and art, between Torah and poetry and literature. It wasn't Bechlal. It wasn't part of Rav Kook's Havamin. Not only are they not at war with each other, but Adrabba, they are longing for each other like a Chasan and Kala who have been separated from the time of the Chuppah. That there was a war, and then the Chasan was taken away, and the Kala was taken away, and they haven't been together since the Chuppah. That's what the higher waters and lower waters are feeling. It's not a milchama between Torah and science and the world. It's not a milchama. It's not a milchama. Just the opposite. It's an unbelievable longing. It's an unbelievable longing. And not only that, but as we saw by the famous Maisa of the Arbish Nechnasul of Pardes, that Rabbi Kiva's warning was, Al Tarmu Mayim Mayim. Be careful when you come to that mysterious place where you could become confused, and it might seem like they're two distinct and separate worlds, the Mayim El Yadim and the Mayim Tachtayim, the waters of the hidden Torah, the waters of Torah, and the waters of human ingenuity and creativity. Al Tarmu Mayim Mayim. Don't say Mayim Mayim. Don't say that there are two waters. Don't say such a thing. That's a sheker. That's a lie. It's not true. I'll tell you my mind. Now, all of history, man has been struggling with this. The religious man has been struggling with this. And what happened was that, especially at the time of the opening of the wellsprings, so there was some that ran off to the higher waters, and there were others who ran completely to the lower waters. And those religious people, of course, tzaddikim, tamnichom, and lahavdil alf alf avdolas, even scholars of the secular world, threw themselves completely into the higher waters and into the lower waters. Amongst ourselves in the world of Torah, a separation between those two worlds, in addition to our fear of what happens when the gates of the ghetto are opened, and the secular world becomes open to the world of Torah. So this has been in the non-Jewish world, in Lahavdil, in our world, this has been a milchama, a war. A war. And what this Torah is about, what Rav Kook is writing about in this Torah, is that when you understand that not only is this not a war, but it's the fulfillment of all of the promises of the Nevi'im, as a tachlis of all of creation, of Nis'ava, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yesh Dir B'Sachtayim, that Hashem Yisbarach wants to be in this world, at the higher world and the lower world, the Sulam Mutzav Arza, Roshim Vegei Shemaimah, that the top of the ladder and the lower ladder, Hashem's mind and the human mind should be able to become one, that the Chas and the Kala should be together. This is the fulfillment of Umolars Deis Hashem, Kemayim Leyamachas. And therefore, Rav Kook already was teaching us at the beginning of the end of the 19th century, the beginning of the 20th century, when he lived, he was teaching us that If one looks carefully at modern science, as science is progressing, the she'ifa of the modern scientific world is to try to come back to that nekuda of Bereishis. Is a belief. It's a belief that there's some chomer hiyuli, like the Ramban we learned, like the Ramban explains in Bereishis, that there is something that's not gashmi. There is something that's ruchni. There's something that's spiritual. The scientists are still not. Most of them are still not ready to put the name of Hashem, to say that it's to see the Shem Hashem and to identify the name of Hashem. So they have the Big Bang and quantum theory and modern physics, but especially with Einstein, there became more of an accepted realization that there's something deeper than the Olam HaChomer, that the Olam, the physical world is the seif, is the end of some mysterious espousals of events that took place that are not able to be measured in time and space, that you can't hold in your hand, you can't look at, you can't see. And they're trying to find, the scientists are trying to find that tohu, that chomer hiyuli from the beginning of time. And that, of course, is the shiifa of all the mukubalim. It's exactly what the mukubalim are talking about. It's exactly what the chachmei hachein are learning and talking about and trying to understand. That's what the chachmei harazim are involved in, the shorish of elokus that lies at the root of all of creation, to understand this koach hane'elam, this hidden koach that is at the root of all existence, Hashem who is hiding. Achenata keil mistate. Hashem who is hiding in all of creation. And that all that exists is just a cover that conceals that koach hane'elam. That's a lukus. That's what we've been learning. That's what this Torah is about. So on page 15, Rav Aner's commentary, we'll read Rav Kook's words. It would be kedai if it were possible to print up this whole, it's probably going to come out in the safe, in the near future. It's always a school about me that when I spend money to print something up, then like a week later it gets printed, But it would be kedai. I don't know how to do that. I don't have the PDF thing, but maybe I'll find out how to. So whoever wants to print it can just print it. And it doesn't have to be each time pages and pages, because altogether this first one is 250 pages, and the second one is 250 pages, and it hasn't come out yet in the Sefer. I mean, it looks like it's ready to go, so it should be out in the Sefer, Mr. Shem, soon. But in the meantime, we're on page 50, where it says, Derech Hasboras Emuna. So I hope you have that. Derech Hasboras Emuna. Ulefi Erech, Rav Kook's words. We already saw these words before the summer. So we're reviewing. Ulefi Erech HaHechsher Hazeh. And according to how the world is now being prepared and is ready. Sha'olam Miskashe Litzvunoseha. Sha'chochmas HaYitzir HaMaisis. That the world is now ready to understand the secrets of practical creation. In other words, the secrets of Sheisis Yimei Maisa, the secrets of this table and of that wall and of that cloud and that tree. The world is ready to understand. That's all the world has been talking about and tumbling over for since that time in particular, since 1840, is Svuna is chokhmas hayitzira ha'maisis, the secrets of creation. Not Kabbalah, of Maisa Bereishis. So Rav Kook says, holchim l'umasai, that just as now the world is ready to understand this chokhma of the mayim ha'tachtonim, of the lower waters, of human field of understanding, meaning this world, the physical world. So too, there's an explosion of there's an explosion of understanding and of a tremendous, tremendous longing and a readiness to understand the secrets of Torah. The secrets of Torah. And as these two waters are drawing closer to each other, as they're getting closer to each other, there is this readiness and an excitement for these two waters from above and below to merge together. That the deepest secrets of Torah and the deepest secrets of creation will merge and be revealed to us in Machayim v'Hametzias, in life and in reality. So Rav Aviner explains, Hamada ha'oisek b'chokhmas ha'yitzira ha'maises. So not only are they not at odds with each other, at war with each other, we are now able to use scientific methodology and scientific inquiry. We're now able to use that in a way to understand Chochmas Hayetzira HaRuchanis, in a way to help us understand in a deeper way Ruchnias. And it goes both ways. Klaimer, Lahavin Ketzad Ha'olam HaRuchni. Because both disciplines are seeking the same thing, to understand the underlying spiritual source and root of creation. Now again, many scientists haven't yet put Hashem's name on their work. It doesn't say on the cover of the thesis, Hashem. It says his name. It says me, the name of the scientist. It doesn't say Hashem. Or it says Ha'olam. It doesn't say Ha'boire. Or it doesn't say Boire Ha'olam. It says the world. In the name of Hashem, most of them haven't come to that place of the Shem Hashem. But that's really what they're studying. That there is some mysterious, unidentifiable source of life. And that everything that exists has a neshama. Every plant, every animal, every person, every rock. Everything that exists has a neshama. And modern science is in search of the neshama. They can't yet identify it as a soul. They can't call it a sumkan, but many of them cannot yet. They're afraid. They're afraid of what that means to call it a soul, to call it a neshama. They're afraid to call it a neshama. And in the other Beis HaMedrash, in the Beis HaMedrash of Ruchnias, there are many, many wonderful Erlich Yidden, fine Jews who learn Torah, and they're afraid of looking at the sciences and saying that that's Chochmas HaKadosh. They're afraid of looking at that and saying that it's something which is Kadosh, because they're nervous that, oh, it has in it many contradictions. Of course there are many. There are many issues that haven't been worked out yet. And they're afraid of touching Chochmas HaEnoshus. They're afraid of human wisdom. They're afraid of that. They don't know where it's going to take them. So they're afraid of art. They're afraid of poetry. They're afraid of biology and chemistry. They're afraid of history, and they're afraid of science and so on. Because there are, truth be told, there are many, many bumps and things that have not yet been resolved. And the parents and the teachers are afraid of what's going to happen when our children are exposed to these ideas that don't stim with Torah. And there's also a fear among Erlich Yidden, many Erlich Yidden, not to touch Pnimius HaTorah, not to open up the Svarma Kedoshim. I gave a shiur someplace last night, and very fine chaver, very, very wonderful B'nai Torah. And there was somebody who came to ask me a question. He said to me, he wanted to understand. He heard a tape, and he wanted to understand. He says, I never look into the Chassidus Sefer. So I said to him, why don't you? He said, no, it's not. So I said to him, you should know that when you're talking to me, you're talking to a Chassidus Sefer. Not that I myself am a Sefer, I'm an Amoritz. But my whole existence is that world. So if you're okay to talk to me, and you even listen to a shir on a tape, so why can't you open up a Kedusha Slavia? What are you afraid is going to happen to you? What do you think Reb Levi Yitzchak Baditch is going to do? He loves you. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to hurt you? He's going to bite you? What are you afraid of? But there is this fear. There's a fear. Even among some great Talmid Chachamim, there's a terrible fear. And there also, something's missing in calling out Hashem's name. In identifying Hashem's name, there's something very, very troubling there as well. That the name of Hashem is not seen in that way. And therefore, you have very often in that world that you could have a beautiful sefer that's written on Torah, a beautiful sefer with so-called chidushim or whatever it might be, but it doesn't have Hashem's name on the sefer either. It says his name, the Mechaber. And you have so much gaiva and yeshus in that world. So much arrogance and haughtiness in that world. Because there's also a failure to identify the Shem Hashem. Again, only among some people, I'm not talking Chas V'Shalom ever. But you have in both of these. In the world of the Mayim HaTachtayim, in the world of the Mayim HaYayim, both of those worlds, there are people who are learning Torah and Bichlal don't see it as Hashem's Chochmah. They're learning a Blad Gemara. They're learning Gemara Rashi Taisis, and they don't think once that there's a Bar Yilam. They don't think for a second that there's Hashem's Bar. And they think that, and that's why they think that. My son-in-law Binyamin told me a few weeks ago that he heard. I don't know if you heard a tape or heard about that there was a certain Rosh Hashiva. But there was a Rosh Hashiva that was giving a hesped. I don't know. It was over. Or Moshe Feinstein, maybe, you know, he was saying hesped of a big person, and he said that he was crying. He says, Rabbi Aaron is nishda. Rabbi Aaron is not here anymore. And Rabbi Moshe, he was crying, Rabbi Moshe is not here. You know, all the Gedolim are going. And he said, and I don't feel too good myself. That's what he said. And I'm not feeling great. Rabbi Aaron is nishda. And what's going to be? I'm also not feeling well. Oh, yeah. Imagine the Rebbe Abzushia, no? Because it's possible that when you're disconnected from the higher waters, even though what you're learning is part of that world of Chochmila, of Hashem's wisdom, of Torah, but you don't necessarily see Hashem's name in it. You don't see Hashem, if you don't look for Hashem outside when you're walking in the park, you don't necessarily have to look for, you don't look for Hashem when you were in Taisus either. You're just a person that's not interested. You're not a Mevakish Hashem. Hashem says, Bakshu Panai. Es Panech Hashem Mevakish. Al Tasta Panech Mevani. When I'm learning, it's the same Bakosha that Don Melch had when he was learning about Gemara and he was walking in the park. Al Tasta Panech Mevani. Don't hide your face from me. So you have in both Bati Midrashim, the Bais HaMedrash of human wisdom and Lahavdil Bais HaMedrash of godly wisdom, a person can ignore the Shem Hashem. Doesn't see, he's oblivious to the Shem Hashem. But one thing he knows is that I don't want my kid to have anything to do with that person, with the lower water person. I don't want to have anything to do with those books or that wisdom and so on, because it's a danger to my world. It's threatening my world. Which, of course, there are serious issues between these two worlds, because Mashiach's not here yet. But they're coming closer. They're coming closer. And as it always is, there are those who run away from anything that appears on the surface to be complicated or difficult, and the very, very, very big people enter into the paradise. They go into the paradise.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. It's a dangerous journey. Va'amitius ha'elokius, Rav Kook said, va'amitius mizgal machayim ha'metzius. So practical, physical life is now ready to become integrated with amitius ha'elokius, with the deepest truths of Hashem. So Rav Avinir explains, dvarim al yonim uvshotim, abstract, dvarim al yonim uvshotim, amitius ha'elokius, dvarim al ribbono shel olam, al philosophia lokis, al theologia, elokus, godly wisdom. In the next Torah, we're going to be learning about Sod, Kabbalah, and philosophy. Rav Kook writes about Sod and philosophy. We'll see. Shebechoysam ha'emes ha'elyoina. What does that mean, bechoysam, that is in the seal of the highest truth? What is it that's sealed, that's contained within the highest truth? Ha'emes ha'elyoina, yesa kelelis. The highest truth is Yoyse Kelelis. Is much, much, much more inclusive. Hayoyse Mekifa. Ha'emes ha'mechaya ha'moin brum is the truth that gives life to all that exists. It's ha'emes ha'yon ha'yoyse Kelelis. Because the highest truth of Hashem, I know this is going to be hard for some to hear, the highest truth of Hashem is so big that it has in it Chassidim and Misnagdim, Lubavitches and Likudis, Svardim and Ashkenazim, Datiim Lu'umiyim, and Hungarians. Everybody is able to be in the Emes Ha'el Yoyna Ha'yoyse Kelelis. It's only in our pathetic, what we call our pathetic lower truth, that many, many Eilich Yidden are excluded. You're not part of my group. And not only that, but I feel that you are at war with me. You are a threat to me. But in Hashem's emes ha'elyoina ha'yoisa kelelis, ha'yoisa mekifa, their science and myth, Lubavitch, Satmar, Lakewood, Taimonim, Merakins, you name it. Amalek is outside. Ha'emes ha'mechai ha'moin bruin. Page 51. Shehi tamid mu'uzam shel chachmei olam ha'amitim. And this was always the strength and the courage of the true Chachmei Olam. The true Chachmei Olam, Rav Kook seems to be saying, Rav Avinair believes, that Rav Kook is not only speaking about Chachmei HaTorah, even non-Jews, even Chachmei HaOlam, outside of our world. And he explains, L'Chachmei HaOlam Amitim HaDvarim Einam Chiddush. To the true Chachmei HaOlam, both of the Jewish world and of the non-Jewish world, lahavdil, this is not, what we're learning now is not a chiddush. Of course, it's mislabish in words of Torah, but it's not a chiddush. The higher waters, lower waters, God's mind, man's mind, it's not a chiddush. Chachma el mamitim advarim enam chiddush. Chachma ha'ilam b'kol ha'uma is tomid choshu v'hikirus asherish ha'elyon shel ha'metzias. Throughout history, even non-Jewish chachamim recognized that there's a higher shayrish to reality. They recognized that. It's only recently that with the floodgates, that's gezelu mazeh, it's only recently that the kfira. Avodah Zarah, ancient idolatry is not kfira like now. Ancient idolatry was seeing God in everything. Akedekach, that God is the God of the sun. There's a sun God. And there's a tree that's God. And there's a flower that's God. But there's God. The mistake was a terrible mistake. Like the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the the mistake was a terrible, terrible mistake, and the world is still suffering in some ways from that mistake. But they were religious people. They were very religious people. They were looking for the koch ha-ne'elam in the tree. The problem is something happened along the way, and they said, well, the tree is itself a shtik elokus. And they're right. The tree is a shtik elokus, but oh, it's a mess. It's not for now. They made a mistake. And there are people amongst ourselves, Jews, that were born as Jews and raised as Jews, that will look at a tzaddik and say that tzaddik, they also see him in a way of avodah zarah. Did they make a mistake with the tzaddik? And they talk about a tzaddik kilu, which reminds us of the mistake that many, many people in the world made with Isa Ish, with the Nazareth, with the Jew from Nazareth, that they made such a mistake, a toz. To make a mistake like that. But these were people who were looking for Lokus. They were looking for the Koach HaNe'elam. They didn't say, nah, there's nothing. It's just a tree. They said, the tree is God. They said, oh, say, he's not just a human being. He's God. It's a terrible mistake. Terrible mistake. And there was a chashash by many people that, by Mekubalim and Chassidim and so on, that when they spoke of the Koach HaNe'elam in all that exists, that they were Chalila, Chalila, that they were making this mistake, and some have made that mistake. There was a brilliant genius of a Jewish philosopher who, it's not so good to say his name, but his first name was Baruch. He had a beautiful Jewish name. And he was a genius of geniuses, and he made such a mistake, and he left the world of Yiddishkeit, and he made a terrible mistake. And there were other great people that made mistakes like this. But sof kol sof, they were looking for Elokus. They were looking for the Koach HaNe'elam. They were looking for something. This inyan is such a sugya. And it's mishtalshel all the way down to the lowest thing. And we see even in the last few years, we see that there's this unbelievable birur that's taking place. There's so much to talk about. But just like in a very simple level of pshitas. I'll just mention one thing, pshitas, that's very current. Right now that's very current. Because it is important not to sit and talk about Nairishkeit, but it's important to understand what's the shurish of the Nairishkeit. Because the shurish of the Nairishkeit is revealing something very, very, very deep about what's happening in the world. There's a birur that's happening now that's very remarkable on so many levels. I'll just give a simple example. In the earlier part of the century, there was a very strong movement, a feminist movement. Nachon? Say that. And it's been picking up over the years, feminism, say that. There's an inyan of Kedusha. There's a garin of Kedusha, of course, not, which we've spoken about many, many times. It's a very chashuv thing. Chas and kala. It's a very important thing, the kala coming to herself. It's a very chashuv thing. Now, the latest hisgalus of this sugya is now embodied in a movement that is burning down America. Seattle and Portland, other big cities in America are being burnt down by, the people that are lighting those fires are not interested in the philosophy or Elokus. They're interested in getting free televisions and grabbing bottles of liquor from stores. Many of those stores are owned by their own chevra, who worked hard to bring themselves out of the so-called ghettos and to make themselves into chashuvah people. And these are the ones that are terrorizing them. This whole inyan of Black Lives Matter, the shurish of it is a shurish, of course, like everything that's in the world. It has a shurish of a lukus. There's no question that minorities have been terribly mistreated throughout history. And that needs to be corrected. And I thought America is doing a pretty good job at that. Honestly, I think America is a great place. I think America's been doing a fantastic job of trying to correct that. Not that it's perfect, just like we said with the science and stuff, it's not perfect, but the last president was a minority, member of a minority. Became president of the United States, pretty chashuv. I was very moved by that. That was the only thing about him that moved me was that he was elected. After anything else about him made me sick, but he was elected. That's an amazing thing. But the Nekudah is a Nekudah of Kedusha, of the world being fixed. And therefore, amongst intelligent and choshuva people of the world, there is an interest in this movement. And there's even some excitement about this movement. But unfortunately, like it is with the feminist movement and with communism and all movements that are initiated and instigated by human beings that fall into the hands of sick, destructive and selfish people. So now what it's become is that any single tzara, any misfortune, any difficulty that a member of a minority is suffering from in the world is our fault. It's the white man's fault. It's our fault. And any single thing that you say, if you say that, isn't the snow beautiful? Then you're a white supremacist. You're a racist. Because the snow is white, and how could you say that the snow is beautiful? So the bira that's taking place is as follows. The chachmei ha'olam, the ones who understand that this is something very deep and are thinking about the higher waters and the lower waters, are in a place of the emes, Ha'el Yoyna HaKelelis of Hashem, which certainly includes every human being, and certainly every single member of any minority is part of the Emes, Ha'el Yoyna HaYoyse HaKelelis. So those Chachamim are asking a question like, what could we do to improve our lives? What's wrong internally? What is it about myself that I need to fix? But the liars, the charlatans, the phonies, the thieves, the looters, instead of looking into themselves and believing in the presence of a neshama of a soul, and instead of trying to improve themselves and seeing this as an opening to something deeper within themselves, all they're doing day and night is blaming other people for their tzars. There are others among the nations of the world who are not, and including from among the minorities, who are not blaming others, but are trying to think about how to improve themselves, to look within, to look deeper. There's always that choice of trying to find the neshama, of trying to see the Shem Hashem, or just getting stuck outside and then it's just an opportunity to blame, to point fingers, to destroy, to set fires, and to loot, and so on and so on. But on all levels, there are these birurim that are taking place. In all of the movements of the world, especially since 1840, if you tear away the external coverings, you see the name of Hashem, mamish, on fire, the Shem Hashem. This is a chosh of a thing, this Black Lives Matter. I don't mean in any of this levushim, it's levushim. I don't have to talk to you about it. Not the levushim, but the sherish that everybody's life matters. And that my life is important, even though I've been living like a chai, like a behemoth, and I don't know who my mother was because she was in jail when I was 6 months old, and my father I never knew. But my life matters. Ashrecha, I agree with you. Your life matters. No, so now what? So what are you going to do with a life that matters? Make yourself into a life. Build yourself into a life that matters. Reveal that part of you that matters. But instead, it's been hijacked. And all it is, not all, but mostly what it is you don't care about my life. I hate you. And I'm going to burn down your store. Yeah, but it's a black guy that owns the store. Yeah, but if he's selling stuff on sale for white people, it means he's also a racist. So we just have to take your televisions also. This is Black Lives Matter. 100% mask him. Is there somebody, if any one of you doesn't agree to that, you're a racist. You're talking racist. Racism is a sickness. It's a disgusting sickness. A black life matters like anybody else's life. No. So what are you going to do with that information now that you have found out that your life matters? Where are you going to go with that? Your life matters. I'm asking. But if you don't see the Shem Hashem in this movement, then it's so easy to get sucked into that sickness of feminism on the outside, Black Lives Matter on the outside, which is just a riches and emptiness, a riches, a violence. And look, the feminist movement destroyed the family, destroyed, was machre of the family. And this is now destroying, this was destroying family, destroying the country. It's a chorban. This Indian that's going on now is mamish, has the ability to destroy the most wonderful country in the world. I'm not talking about Chutz Eretz, it's not a country. It's, I'm talking about in the rest of the world, America's the most wonderful. I don't mean to insult any Canadians or anything like that, but you know, civilization is just amongst, just with us. The rest of the world is trying to imitate America, that's all. And it threatens to destroy the whole America. For what? Something which is etzem holy. But without the name of Hashem, it can go into everything. Terrible, it can go into the worst things. Akadei Kachzi, you have this Rosh Hashiva, was probably a huge lamdan. And he's saying, Rabbi Aaron is nishto, and Rabbi Moshe is nishto, and I'm not feeling well myself. And it could be the whole Torah that he's giving over, is without the Rabbi Yishol. Who are you? What, who are you? What do you mean? Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, if you would, could you imagine Rabbi Moshe saying such a thing? Rabbi Moshe. Moshe saw himself as being like Moshe Rabbeinu, like saw himself as being. Moshe didn't lift his eyes up. He was so humble. Everything was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe. Everything was Elokus. Everything was Elokus. There was nothing. There was only Hashem is Baruch by Moshe. But now you could meet somebody that he knows how to learn. There's no Shaykhus to Elokus. So Rav Kook is saying, Shehi Tomid Ma'uzam Shal Chachmei Olam Ha'amitim, that the true Chachamim of the world always understood that everything that exists only exists because of the Elokus that's within it. Everything has on it the name of Hashem. Not made in Hong Kong, made in China, made in Italy, made by Hashem's Baruch. And distributed in Italy, or distributed, however, what do you want to call it? But it was made by HaKadosh Baruch. Everything is Elokus. There's only Elokus. So even the Chachmei Olam Ha'amitim always understood this. Again, they weren't able to identify. We have Baruch Hashem the Torah. And we have Nigla and Nistus. So we're able to know. How is Hashem hidden in a flower? How is Hashem hidden in a tree? How is Hashem hidden in me and you? How is Hashem? Because Hashem gave us the Torah, and the Goyim don't have that, so they were struggling. They didn't have that, so they didn't have the kelim that they needed. They tried with the best to the best of the limitations of human wisdom. Those people tried to understand where's Hashem in everything. Where's Hashem is working everything? They tried, but they were missing the. They have microscopes, they have telescopes, but they don't have Torah. So how do you understand? You can't understand Ma'aseh Bereishis or Ma'aseh Merkava without Torah. But they tried, and we give them a lot of credit for that. And there was something great about the ancient idol worshippers as well, even though they made a terrible mistake, the Eidei Avodah. But there was something very, very noble about their efforts to try to find God. There was something very great about them. In a certain way, they're on a higher level than we are. There's a shmuz from Chaskel Levenstein about that. I once mentioned to you a few years ago. The Reb Chaskel was talking about how, you see that the Medrash says that how Nimrod was worshipping the sun. So Avraham Avinu said to him, why are you worshipping the sun? the clouds are able to cover the sun. So then he started to worship the clouds. And then and they say, yeah, but then you have the lightning and thunder, it smashes through the cloud. So they worship then they made the god of lightning. So Chazkel was saying this Shmuz, and he was saying it in a way that the people who were listening, the Bochum were listening to the Shmuz, would laugh at the Oiv Devar Zohar. And then Rab Chazkel turned to them and said, do you see how great these people were? Do you see how great Nimrod was and these people of ancient times? Everywhere they turned, everywhere they looked, they saw Elokos, they saw godliness. And you, he said to the guys in the Beis HaMedrash, you look in the Gemara, you don't see the Baruch Shem, even in the Gemara. There was something very great and noble about those people. Of course, because of the terrible mistake that they made, it led into all kinds of crazy things. Same way you have like Black Lives Matter. And by faith, because without the Baruch Shem, without Torah, it can go into crazy, sick places. But the garin, the seed of what they were thinking about was, where is the Baruch Shem? Ayei mekayim kevoidai. Ayei mekayim kevoidai. That's what they were thinking about, day and night. Ayei mekayim kevoidai. What are you thinking about nowadays, guys? Look at the first page of Ami magazine and Mishpacha magazine. I'm just saying that. I don't know. But most likely there's a big meat, a big stick of flesh, like this big, and it says on it, "Ksiva v'chsima tayva," like that cow is talking, and the cow is saying, "I want to bench every single Jew out there, who's potentially going to make himself sick till he throws up this Shabbos on one of our pieces of flesh, and I want to wish you a ksiva v'chsima tayva." And it'll say on top, "You haven't ever really tasted what real meat is like." The old Oiv Devar Zohar, that wasn't their curriculum. The curriculum was God, not a piece of meat. And now you can have a person that he wears tzitzis and he goes to the mikveh and he's bowing down to a piece of flesh. And his whole world stops with a piece of meat. The whole world stops with a piece of meat. But this meat is different, because this meat is able to bench every Jew. Aksiv achsim atayva. It's a special piece of meat. It talks. Yeah? Aksiv achsim atayva to all of Klal Yisrael. It says something like that. On. To all of Klal Yisrael. Aksiv achsim atayva. On a piece of meat. And the guys that they always have holding up, these fine, sweet Jews that are holding up these pieces of meat, always bothers me, those pictures. Because every butcher I ever knew in my life, the apron that he had was covered with blood. But all these butchers, they're totally white. You know what I mean? That's why I know it's phony, the whole thing. You ever meet a butcher that has a clean shmata? It means something's not going right. Could be chas v'shalom is tarfis, that he's getting the meat from someplace else. But if he really is with the meat, and his yodav is meluchachais b'dam, you understand that his hands are busy? But this cow is able to bench every Jew aksiv achsim atayva. The Oiv Devar Zohar were looking for God. I talk to secular people and even people that never learned one day in their lives in yeshiva, but they're looking for the Baruch Shem and everything. They didn't learn yet Torah. They don't know what to do. But they're looking. They want to understand. They're trying to see where's the Baruch Shem and everything in my life. Where's Hashem and everything that exists. They're trying to understand. And here, we receive the Torah. We have the Torah. Our parents are begging us to learn. Our tzaddikim, our Rosh Yeshivas are begging us to learn Torah. And we're talking to a piece of meat and wishing a piece of meat. He says to you, you say to him, good, you should have a good kibbutz to you. To a piece of flesh, a piece of meat. No. If the piece of meat has on it the Shem Hashem, and it's an Oynik Shabbos, what the Siddur Shabbos is talking about, what the Svarma talking about, what it means, Les Anik Al Hashem, and your Oynik Shabbos is this Anik Al Hashem, then it's taka a piece of meat that can talk. And that piece of meat is saying, Ani Hashem, I also am a revelation of Elokus. But if that piece of meat is just for your stomach, or Tamer Chaim Zuchi. Today, we'll meet on my in my backyard by the barbecue for Tamer Chaim Zuchu, 15 minutes before candlelighting, and we're going to devour that piece of meat from the magazine. It's without the Shem Hashem. Then what is it? It's done. Fressing. V'shi'orem she'yisrael b'klolos. V'shi'orem she'yisrael b'klolos. And of course, the whole world, even the Geisha thinkers and philosophers and scientists and secular Jewish philosophers and scientists felt and believed that there's something here. But this is the Orem Shei Yisrael. But this is the light of the Jewish people. We receive the Torah. Let's just read this sentence. Rav Avinir's Perish. Eitzel Umas Olam Yichidei Skula Hikiru Bekach. By the nations of the world, by the Goyim, there were certain special people that knew this also, that this is all Ani Hashem. Ulam Ba'am Yisrael Klolus Ha'am Hevinu Es Amitius Elokus Aleikius Agadolus. But by the Jewish people, every simple farmer and tailor, every simple man, woman, and child knew that everything is Hashem. Every Jew knew this. We were taught this from the moment that we could hear and speak. We were taught that everything is Hashem. Omnam am Yisrael loytom idyoda levatis rayonis besofer philosophis. Okay, not every Jew knew how to express this. To express this in a sophisticated way. Not even knew how to express this. Ulam gam ha-hamoin ha-pashut kolat as ha-rayonis b'mint chush instinctivis b'riya. But the hamoin am, regular Jews, simple Jews, unlearned people, instinctively, intuitively, from the neshama that's very strong in a Jew, that's much bigger and stronger than the neshama that whatever soul is in a guy, that a Jew is able to feel this, that everything is a locus. We didn't know how to explain it. So the kid would ask his father, what do you mean that God, what does that mean that God is every? He says, I know that the Baruch Hu was every. Go ask your Rebbe. I don't know what that means. Go ask your Rebbe. And he goes to the Rebbe, he says, go ask the Rav. Go ask the Adam Gadol. But that everything is a lakus, even a simple Jew knew that. Was the big professors, only the Yechidei Skula, but Umas Ha'olam were in such a place. But by us, the Urshi Yisrael is that every single, we didn't know how to express it, to explain it, but it's clear to us, Mamish. It's clear to us like the sun in the midday afternoon. Clear to us. Keshemesh B'tzarai. Clear to us. HaChofetz Tomid Shaha'emes El Yoyna HaMuchletes Tia Menatzachas B'Olam. Am Yisrael has desperately longed for thousands of years that this great truth of everything should finally be revealed and should be menatzachas b'olam, should be victorious in the world, should win over the entire world. That's been our dream. We haven't been always able to explain it. And even all of the Musar aside, even the wonderful Jews that put in the advertisement with a piece of meat, they also know this truth. They're just trying to make a couple of bucks, that's all. But they also know this truth. That the meat is not, that there's a shtick of lakus inside the shtick flesh is a lakus. They also know that they need to make a living, so they're making a steak like this. But but they also know the truth. To us, it's pashut. To live in that and to see the Shem Hashem is our challenge. But we know it. But by the Umas Ha'olam is Yechidei Skula, by the Umas Ha'olam Yechidei Skula. But we have been raised with that place where it says, Achavis Tamit Sha'emes Al Yonah Mechlet, Kol Mada Mazre Pen Echad Shalom Yitzias, Lachenu Emes Chalakis. Therefore, the physicists, they're looking for the truth. And they find it in physics, something. And the biologists, and this one, it's only pieces, parts of the puzzle, but they don't get the whole emes, hel yoyna, kalelis, they don't get. ha'emes ha'muchlatas, the neshama, shakol ha'madoim, ha'sher shakol ha'madoim. That's why now what's happening by the biggest scientists in the world is that they're trying to take down the walls between the different sciences. That is not, you have to have, it can't just be biology and chemistry and they don't talk to each other. That's not working anymore. The biologists understand that they have to talk to the chemists. They have to. And they have to schmooze with the physicists. And even outside of their own disciplines of science, even with the historian, with the artist, there needs to be schmoozing. The walls are coming down between, because we're getting closer to the Emes Elyona Kelelis that's going to be revealed. So the walls, that are the barriers between the different disciplines and areas of study, those walls are falling down. And the biggest scientists in the world are trying to understand the integration of the sciences. Not the segregation, the integration of all sciences, which was not the Mahalach until now. And the biggest doctors in the world are trying to understand each other's inyanim. The regular ones, the small ones, are just saying, no, it's only my inyan, it's my inyan. This is, but the big ones are trying to understand that there's an emes al yoyne kelelis. There's something that you need to know. It's not enough that you're a doctor of infectious diseases to defeat corona. You need to know other stuff too. It's not poshut. Because everything in this world has in it that one unifying force that's called Hashem. And even in the Ma'aseh Bereishis, there's a unifying energy that Hashem created, the Chaim Hiyuli. And you have to get to that. And in order to get to that, you can't be stuck on this is my chokhmah, I only know biology, and therefore the truth is in biology. I only know chemistry, the truth must be found. I only know chemistry, so the truth must be in chemistry. No, the truth is to be found in the everything of everything. That's where the truth is. In the everything, that's where the truth is. And that's what the world is pushing. The big people in the world are pushing more and more to get to that emes el yoyna ha-kelelis. Emes el yoyna ha-kelelis. That's what this Torah is about. All right, Bez Hashem, I think we'll continue this after Yontif. If I don't see you, then from this shtick fleish, I wish each and every one of you a ksiv and a chesim a tov and a good year. I wish you b'sorus tovus. I wish you b'zorich mitzvah Hashem. That the koach hanelam, the koach that has been hiding for so many years, should be revealed. That's all we're davening for in Rosh Hashanah. That's all we're davening for. Our whole davening is v'chein yiru v'yismuchu, v'chein tein pachtucha, v'chein tein kovet, v'chein Rabbeinu Shalom, open up and reveal. Galei kvoid malchuscha, that we should be zeichet to see malchus Hashem, and v'hoi Hashem l'melech ha'kol aretz b'yom hoi Hashem echad, u'shmoi echad b'gulash l'amitis mehbi amin v'amein. Amen. We'll have a leftig in Shabbos.